Welcome to another episode of the Green Earth Pest Control Podcast series. I'm your host, Frank Andorka. Today we're talking with Kerry Bruzzo about one of the scariest pest problems that anybody can have. I know that during my 6 years in the pest management industry, it's the one pest that really scared the heck out of me, and that's bed bugs. Kerry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me here today.
When was the first time you learned a bed bug was a real thing and not just a nursery rhyme?
For me, it was back when I was a technician in 2002. I was working an overnight shift, mainly dealing with restaurants back then, and my supervisor called me. It was really late at night. He was frantic. He needed me to stop what I was doing right away and head over to one of like the top hotels in Manhattan for a potential bed bug call. I wasn't very seasoned with bed bugs, or not seasoned at all. As a matter of fact, when they sent me out for training, I had no training in bed bugs because they figured that I'd never, you know, come across it. And to me, it wasn't really something real. It wasn't really talked about too much back then. It was kind of scary for me. I let my supervisor know that I wasn't very experienced with it and I didn't know what I was really looking for. And he just pretty much told me straight out, I don't care, tear their place apart and find me something. I went over to that hotel. It took me almost 2 hours of going through that room, looking through every possible place before I actually came across a bug. And I didn't recognize what I was looking at. I was very unsure of it. He came over almost instantaneously to that hotel room once I told him that I found something. And at that point, he had confirmed that it was a bed bug. And it was my first time seeing one confirmed. And he popped it. It started dribbling blood. And I think that that was the point when the innocence of the nursery rhyme was done for me, and it was a real thing.
What exactly is a bed bug, and where does it live? And they don't really bite, do they?
To me, bed bugs are like the real vampires in the night. You know, they conduct their evil doings while their hosts are most vulnerable, when they're sound asleep, allowing them to feed without interruption. Bed bugs, though, are ectoparasites, temporary ones. I pretty much call them temporary because they don't really live on their hosts like fleas would live on a cat or a dog, or, you know, lice live in hair in that sense. They have a tendency to infest areas that aren't too far away from their hosts, like beds, box springs, night tables, sofas. I've seen them in alarm clocks and lamps not too far from those beds. They just lay there waiting for their next meal. But in larger infestations, I have seen them move further away when either population increases, their typical hiding spaces become overcrowded or exposed more. As far as bed bugs biting, they don't actually bite, even though that's the most common way that people refer to the irritations that they get when they suffer from bed bugs. Bed bugs don't have teeth, so or moving mandibles for them to bite you with. So instead, the design is a little bit more similar to like a mosquito, where they have a needle to feed called a proboscis, which is flexible. It's a tubular organ they use to pierce the skin and get down to the good stuff, which is our blood.
How quickly do they reproduce?
That's a question that I've seen a lot of debate on in that sense. I mean, they can get pretty out of control quickly. However, you know, you have laboratory bed bugs and field bed bugs, especially in New York City. Field bed bugs have been more exposed to pesticides. And like I tell people, not every egg is always a good egg. But in my opinion, an ignored bed bug situation or undiscovered one can start getting a little bit out of control after 3 months or so.
How do people recognize that they have bed bugs?
That varies case to case. The most common one we hear is when customers call our office and they say they've woken up with bites in the morning. That's what we hear the most, honestly. But the next common scenario that we get is like blood on the sheets or the fecal matter. The final one is typically the person who actually saw a bed bug, or they captured it, photographed it, and they usually send us in, you know, a picture and we confirm it for them. But when people call here, they're always freaked out that they woke up with, you know, bumps or something in the morning.
Are bed bugs only found in homes and in bedrooms?
No. You can pretty much find them anywhere where you can find people, especially so in densely populated areas, urban areas. I've seen quite a few bed bug jobs that you may not consider the norm, but they've been in airplanes, trains, moving trucks, department stores, corporate offices, medical offices. I've seen them in nursing homes, hospitals, restaurants. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Is it complicated to find their harborages? I hear that they are great hiders.
They're amazing, amazing, especially in low-level situations or when people, are catching it fairly early. Low-level activity in very early stages can be difficult for even the best-trained, most seasoned technician. It gets even harder the larger the spaces that you're inspecting. Think about the needle in a haystack scenario. These guys can be crafty little hiders. I remember a case in a previous company where we actually found them inside of an amputee's prosthetic limb. That was pretty shocking.
70 years ago, when bedbugs were last a real serious problem, they used to spray DDT over everything. And in fact, back in the 50s, they were starting to get bedbug resistance to DDT because that's what they used to spray for them. Obviously, you can't spray DDT anymore. So what is Green Earth Pest Control's preferred method of dealing with them?
My preferred number one method is thermal heat remediation. That's when we strategically heat a customer's home to a terminal temperature for bedbugs and their eggs in a very short period of time. Our customers really like this service because it really requires very little preparation of the home and cooperation on their part in comparison with other more manual forms of treatment like steam or cryo or even traditional chemical treatment. The results of the service are really fantastic. We can typically return a customer's home to them completely bedbug free within 24 hours. I find this service perfect for those who are sick, elderly, or just those who want lightning fast results and enjoy that, you know, more holistic chemical-free lifestyle.
So if someone thinks they have a bed bug problem and they want to contact Green Earth Pest Control to take care of it, what's the best way for them to do that?
The fastest way to engage us is to call our offices and speak with one of our friendly reps. You can call our New York location at 212-444-1034. Our Los Angeles offices can be reached at 310-400-5200. Alternatively, you can always email us at info@greenearthpest, or you can send us an inquiry on our website. Customers can also contact us via Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. We even have Yelp and Angie's List account. We're actually quite popular on both of those. So we're definitely accessible in almost every way.
We've been talking with Kerry Bruzzo about the problem of bed bugs, and for those of you who thought it was just a nursery rhyme, I hope Kerry has dissuaded you from believing that. Thank you, Kerry.
Thanks so much, Frank. I really enjoyed this interview with you today.
This has been another episode of the Green Earth Pest Control Podcast series. I'm your host, Frank Andorka.